السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا. In chapter 72 verse 18 God states, and the places of worship, masajid means places of worship, are for God. Therefore, do not call upon another alongside God. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. What does masajid means here? What is meant by this term masajid? Some people say masajid is the earth, the soil of this earth. It's a place of prostration. The Prophet said, the earth has been made for me a place of prostration. So anywhere you walk, anywhere you live, anywhere you travel on this earth is a place of prostration. جُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. It's a place of prostration. We put our forehead, our foreheads on the earth, and it is a source of a purity. Also, when we do tayammum, when water is missing and we don't have water to wash, to do wudu, to perform the wudu, then we use the earth, the soil. This is one explanation. The other explanation, masajid is mawadi'u sujood, the parts of your body that touches the earth when you prostrate. And these places are seven. Number one, the forehead. Number two and three, the palms of your hands. The palms has to touch the earth. Number four and five, your knees. And number six and seven, your toes, not the feet. Your toes. So these are the seven places that has, in ordinary circumstances, when you are able to prostrate, because sometimes in the airplane you cannot prostrate. If you do this, sometimes they take you to jail. The air marshal will come after you. So this is an exception. But whenever you are able to perform the sujood, these are the seven places that has to touch the earth. And the other explanation of masajid is this: places of worship. Places of worship are called masjid when people offer their prayers. And some people, they say it's not only the mosque, Islamic mosque, it could be a church, it could be a temple. any place of worship that has been dedicated and designated for people to worship is nicknamed masjid. Is nicknamed masjid. So it could be called masjid because it is a place of worship. So these are the meanings that the commentators on the Quran, the mufassirin, the exegetes, produced different opinions on the meaning of masjid. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. So they belong to God. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Do not call upon other than God, alongside God. If that person is independent from God, don't call upon him. We are not allowed to call upon anyone other than God. If that entity is independent from God, does not call for God. But if you can, if you say, Ya Muhammad, and in fact you know that Muhammad is the servant of God, he works for God, he's the messenger of God, he's not independent from God, he doesn't have power to help himself but from God, and he's an intercessor, shafi' for you with God, then this is legitimate call. This is not illegitimate. It becomes illegitimate when you go to an idol or to a person and you call upon him alongside God, independently from God. This is the problem. We always say the difference between iman and shirk is one word. The difference in the Quran, this book teaches us that the difference between iman, faith, and disbelief, shirk, is one word. Iman is when you say, bi-idhnillah, with God's permission. Jesus says, I resurrect the dead, but this is not my own power. With God's permission, with God's leave, with God's strength, with God's authority. Yes, I resurrect. I give you food, sustenance, risk, but with God's permission. So this is not independently from God. This is with God's permission, bi-idhnillah. But when it comes min dunillah, alongside God, without God, then this is shirk. Because that person is acting independently from God. He has nothing to do with God. This is the difference between iman and shirk in the Quran. The other thing here that we have to mention is that, what does Quran mean that do not, فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Mosques belong to God. One opinion says, do not name the masjid with people's name. Don't say this, you know, masjid belongs to this person, to that person, to this tribe, to this family, to this sahabi, to this imam. Say, Masjidullah, Masjidur Rahman. This is one opinion, that the mosque has to be named after God, only God. We cannot say this is Masjid Muhammad Rasulullah, let's say. But this idea does not work here. It's not right. This is not what is meant by this verse. The second idea, that mosque belongs to God, so only Muslims have to enter the mosque. Non-Muslims have no right to enter the mosque. In some countries, not all of them, if you are not a Muslim, they would not allow you to go inside the mosque. Forbidden. Because they use this verse as a justification. They use this verse that God says, this is, it belongs to me. I am the owner of this mosque and I only want the Muslims to come. Again, this idea does not work. This idea is not convincing. It's not the right idea. The third opinion says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. Verily, places of worship belongs to God. So it has to be open for all mankind, all people, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, whether they are believers or non-believers, it has to be open for them, for all of them. All of them are welcome. All of them are welcome to come and meditate and reflect and learn and enjoy the atmosphere of spirituality, of peace. This is the feeling that you have to develop when you go to the mosque. Not an atmosphere of tension or hate. The mosque has to be welcoming. The mosque has to be peaceful. The mosque has to be clean. The mosque has to be beautiful. The mosque has to be humble. The mosque has to remind me of God, of God's love, of God's mercy, of God's forgiveness, of God's peace. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. Do you know, my friends, sometimes when I go to some cathedrals, some churches, I enjoy the environment. I enjoy the environment. It is really, truly spiritual. Though I am different than them, I don't worship Jesus. I don't worship Jesus. I love Jesus. I don't worship him. He's neither God nor the Son of God. But the atmosphere there is beautiful, is welcoming. It's very calm. It's very peaceful. This is how the atmosphere of the mosque should be. Welcoming for all mankind, whether they believe in God or they don't. Let them come. The house of God belongs to God. It has to be open. No restrictions on anyone. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam, during his time, there were some people against him by the name of Kharijites, Khawarij. They said, we don't like him. We don't pay allegiance to him as Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Caliph. So some people suggested to Imam Ali that let's ban those people from coming to the mosque. We don't allow them to enter the Grand Mosque of Kufa, where Imam Ali used to be. Huge mosque at that time. Let's ban them. نَمْنَعُهُمْ مَسَاجِدَنَا. We don't allow them to come because they don't like the caliph. They don't listen to him. They don't obey him. They don't respect him. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, no, I'm not going to ban them. This is not my private property. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. Maybe they disagree with me. Yes, I'm the commander, I'm the leader, I'm the caliph. But also they are human beings. They have the right to come. Sometimes the mosque is your private property. You say, I build a mosque. I am the owner, not God. Then it's up to you. You can allow people to come, certain people to come, and you can ban others not to come. But when the mosque is dedicated for God, then there is no reason for us to ban anyone from coming and learning and listening and participating and expressing, as long as they are not violent, they are not here to sabotage, to destroy, they are here to listen, to debate, to discuss, to accept or reject. They have to come to the mosque. My friends, I always say, we have two institutions in this life. One is for the remedy of the body, and that is called hospital. When you have pain anywhere in your body, you go to the hospital. But when you have pain in your soul, in your heart is suffering. When someone is lost, someone is confused, someone is disoriented in this life, someone who has no shelter, someone who has no love in his life, someone who has no family, someone who has no friends, someone who has no one to listen to him, he should come to the mosque because it is the hospital of the soul, the ruh, the mind, the heart, where you receive remedy, you enjoy the environment, you sit, you reflect. Many times I say that in the mosque, we have to protect the mosque against noise pollution. Even the salawat, you've seen when I say salawat, it has to be calm. Not necessarily we raise our voice, because sometimes we disturb the peace. It is a place of reflection, tafakkur, reflection, meditation. Sometimes we need silence. Not all the time the noise is beneficiary. Sometimes the noise, the talk It's counterproductive. Sometimes silence, we need silence. We need to silence our phones, of course, to enjoy the atmosphere of the masjid. So the bottom line, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ, it means the mosque has to welcome all people. All people are welcome to the mosque, any mosque. Because mosque is the source of guidance and healing for mankind. It's not a private property. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.